Mishnah in Yutes Amud Aleph says that a get has to be written in a tzav shel kayoma. There's no halacha l'moshe misina that has to be davke dio as opposed to sikra. That halacha l'moshe misina, that's by say b'tarit tzadon mezuzah. Whatever that means, that's the question. Mishnah Rama says that dio just means that it should be shachar, and Tosfos thinks that dio means something more than that, a specific kind of dio. But here there's no such halacha l'moshe misina. But there is a din, that's a din in ksivan kol tarkula. Has to be ksav shel kayama. That's a din in Hilchot Shabbos, and that's a din over here. Has to be ksav shel kayama. What do you mean ksav shel kayama? The ink should be of a lasting ink. Doesn't mean it has to last forever. It's not going to last forever. It means it should last for a reasonable amount of time. What does it mean ksav shel kayama? What if you write the ink is good ink that'll last, but the background that you write on is not going to be shel kayama? So the Tosfos on the top of Chof Aleph on the base quotes a Tosefta that the background has to be shel kayam. If you write a get on alo shel krishin, ubitzolim, an onion skin, alo veredin, on a leaf of a flower, ali rokis, if the background is ein shel kayam, then by definition the ink is also ein shel kayam. The Rambam never quotes that Tosefta. In Hilchos Shabbos he quotes that you have to write ksav shel kayam, both the ink should be shel kayama, the background should be shel kayama. And Hilchos Gittin, the Rambam only quotes the Mishnah, and he doesn't quote the Tosefta. So the Magen Mishnah writes on the side of the Rambam. The Rambam never quotes outside sources. The Rambam only quotes what it says in the Talmud Bavli. Sounds a little bit humorous. The Rambam always quotes some of the outside sources. We don't even know Adayam as what all the sources are. The Rambam, whenever it's originally, writes Yerali, and everything else he's quoting. So how can he say he doesn't want to quote the Tosefta because the Tosefta is not quoted in the Gemara? Very difficult. So it could be that the Rambam was relying on what he wrote in the Hilchos Shabbos, or the Nami over here. Both the ink and the background should be shel kayam. If you should assume, like the Magen Mishnah does, that the Rambam Bedavke didn't quote the Tosefta because he's rejecting it, so how come in Hilchos Shabbos, the Prima Gorim asks in Hilchos Shabbos, how come in Hilchos Shabbos he says both the ink and the background has to be shel kayam? So the Prima Gorim says, no, that's a din on Melechas Machsheves. In Hilchos Shabbos, you need shel kayama for two reasons. Number one, all the malachas, kol ha'os malacha b'Shabbos, or malachtim is kayemes b'Shabbos, that's the Mishnah in Shabbos. All the malachas have to be shel kayama. Oel Aroi is only the Rabbanon, and Binyan Kavua is a malacha derais. All the malachas have to be shel kayama. Keshe shel kayama. Keshe shen shel kayama is not an Issa derais, it's sometimes muta legamre. But Saminatar, all the malachas have to be shel kayama. Here in Ksav, this is a dina kola tarkula. The Ksav, in order to be considered Ksav, has to be shel kayama. So it could be that the Rambam distinguishes that the din, the universal din, the general dina kola tarkula, that is not considered Ksav unless it's shel kayama, that only depends on the ink. And if the background is going to wither away in a day or two, that doesn't bother me. Even though the memela, the ink, is going to disappear, very not in stabber. That's what the Magid Mishnah understands. The Rambam is rejecting the Tosefta. But in Hilchos Shabbos, it requires both the background and the ink should both be shel kayama because of this additional din of Melechas Machsheves, that you need shel kayama.
Why is that nilmach of Melechas
Machsheves?
Why does Melechas
Machsheves
teach
you
shel kayama?
Melechas Machsheves means thoughtful. It should be planned out, not stam b'ikroi b'yama, and it should be in Melechas Machsheves as well. Like the Gemara says in Zvachim, that if you carry on Shabbos, pachas mikashir, so you're not chai because malachas machsheves asmeter. Means it's a lack in the chashivas of the malach. It's a lack in the chashivas of the malach. The Gemara in the last parak in Erevin quotes a machloikis Reb Yudah Nachachamim regarding aniva. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos, but the Gemara in Erevin quotes it with respect to tefillin. There is a machloikis Reb Yudah Nachachamim whether aniva b'Shabbos is considered a kesher shel kayama, or kesher shena shel kayama. So we paskan aniva as a kesher shena shel kayama. So the Gemara says that dependent on that machleg sabirin the rabbana would be, what if a person will wear tefillin, and the tefillin have to have kesher shel tefillin halacha l'moshe misinai? What if you make a kesher in the form of an aniva? So according to Rabbi Yudah Shita, that aniva constitutes a kesher shel kayama for purposes of Shabbos, that is considered a kesher shel kayama for purposes of tefillin as well. But according to the way we paskan like the chachamim the Rabbi Yudah, that aniva is not the bow, is not a kesher shel kayama for Shabbos purposes, so adinami, it wouldn't be considered a kesher shel kayama for tefillin purposes. So you see, the Gemara is making an equation The Gemara assumes that the din of Kesher Shal Kayama is not a local din in Hilchos Shabbos because of Malachas Machsheves. That's why you need Shal Kayama. It's like Ksav Sheina Shal Kayama. It's a din of Kol HaTarkula in Hilchos Ksav. She Kesher Shal Kayama is a din of Kol HaTarkula. It's not called a Kesher unless it's Shal Kayama. The question is, if I borrow somebody else's tefillin and it doesn't fit on my head, the Kesher, so I arrange the Kesher just for my davening. I daven Shachris, however long you daven Shachris. 15 minutes, an hour and a half, whatever, however long the person takes the Dam Shachris, and then he ties, then he makes the Kesher back the way it was before. So in Hilchos Shabbos, if you make a Kesher Goma, but you don't plan to leave it for a long period of time, that's called Kesher Sheinu Shel Kayama. So how is this good for Tefillah? So the Avdei Nezer has a Chiddush, based on this Gemara in the last Perek in Erevin, that if you borrow someone else's Tefillah and you want to adjust the Kesher that it should fit your size head, you have to plan to leave the Kesher for a longer period of time. That it should be a Kesher Shal Kayam. What do you mean a longer period of time? So it says for 24 hours. 24 hours is called Kesher Shal Kayam and Minat Torah. That's a din midirabbanan in Hilchos Shabbos. So if you make a Kesher, Agadi Kesher, planning to leave it for more than 24 hours, so midirabbanan, that's called Kesher Shal Kayam. But in order to be considered Minat Torah, Kesher Shal Kayam has to be longer than 24 hours. So the question is, what did he accomplish with this Chumr by saying you have to leave the Kesher for more than 24 hours? The Pashtus says the Minhag Olam clearly is not so, that we don't leave the Kesher for longer than 24 hours. How come? So the answer probably is, Al Pi Pashtus, that's how Rav Soloveitchik said the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that just like here the Rambam, the Minhag Olam claims according to the Rambam, that the two dinim in Ksav, Sheinu Shel Kayama. One is a universal din in Hilchos Ksiv and Kol HaTarkula, that the ink has to be Shel Kayama, and the other one about the background, that's only a local din in Hilchos Shabbos because of a lack of Malachas Machsheves. So the same is perhaps true regarding Kesher. The Tzuras HaKesher should be a Kesher Shel Kayama. The type of the Kesher is such that it usually lasts for a very long period of time. So that applies in Kol HaTarakula. So if Aniva is not considered a Kesher Shel Kayama, that Tzuras HaKesher of Aniva is not considered a Kesher Shel Kayama in Hilchos Shabbos, so it's not acceptable for the Tefillin either. If it is considered a Kesher Shel Kayama, the Tzuras HaKesher, the Hilchos Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, then it's considered a Kesher Shel Kayama for Tefillin as well. But the second din, that in Hilchos Shabbos you should make a Kesher Shel Kayama, the Tzuras HaKesher, and you should plan to leave it indefinitely, plan to leave it for half a year, that din is already only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. That's based on Malachas Machsheves, Malachtim is Kayam is B'Shabbos. So that doesn't carry over to Tefillin. Tefillin doesn't require Malachtim is Kayam is B'Shabbos. Same thing, let's say, when you do chalitza. So the Gemara talks about untying the knots. So Tosfos assumes that you have to have a knot. So Tosfos says you should have to, on the chalitza shoe, you put the chalitza shoe on the right foot of the yavam, and the yavam has to remove the shoe and throw it away. So Tosfos assumes you have to have a kesher al gabi kesher. What does it help you have a kesher al gabi kesher? You don't plan to leave the shoe on for 24 hours. You just put it on for 5 minutes and you take it off. It's not a Kesher Shel Kayama. The answer is the Tzuras HaKesher. Tosfos assumes the Tzuras HaKesher has to be Kesher Shel Kayama. But the other din in Hilchos Kosher on Shabbos, that it has to be Kol Osam Malacha B'Shabbos and Malach Demis Kayama B'Shabbos, that's a Shabbos Digger din. That's based on Malachas Machsheves. That doesn't apply to Kol HaTarakula. Then the Gemara talks about Ksav Al Gabi Ksav. Let's say a get was written Shelo L'Shmo, which is not acceptable. Third parak begins with various cases of gittin that are written shelo lishma. So let's say you have a form of a get, a text. They'll print the text of a get, so, and everything is printed except for the names and the date and the city. So you'll fill it in. So that's not accepted because everything that was printed, there was no tzivi hapal, so that's lacking lishma. So the question is, what's a big problem? Take a written get, and then let the sofer and let the husband take a pen with ink and write over the letters, or the whole text of the get that was written, Shalom L'Shma, so I'll write it over again, L'Shma. Ksav Al Gabi Ksav. So the Gemara assumes that Ksav Al Gabi Ksav would not be acceptable. Questionable. What's the din? If the get was written, Shalom L'Shma, and the husband will write, or he'll authorize the Sefer to write, on top of that, Ksav Al Gabi Ksav, would that be acceptable? So in Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Gemara quotes on Chof Amar Aleph, about 8 lines from the top, the Gemara quotes Braisa. That also appears in Maseches Sofrim. Maseches Sofrim is not the source of the Braisa. Maseches Sofrim was composed in the days of the Gaonim. So the Goyim collected all the brises that appear in the Gemara. Masech Zohar was composed by the Goyim Eretz Yisrael, so says the Magen Avraham. And that a lot of times it represents the Minhagi Eretz Yisrael as opposed to the Minhagi Bavel. A lot of things we don't follow Masech Zohar. But the Masech Zohar, much of it is a likut of brises that do appear. So this brise that the Gemara quotes. A Sefer, by mistake, wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei without Kavanas Hashem. He thought he's writing Yehuda. And then by mistake he left out the Dalet and he's left with Yud Kei Vav Kei, and it's supposed to be Yud Kei Vav Kei over here. So since the Shem Hashem is written without Kavana L'Shem Hashem, so it's not a kosher Sefer Torah. Is it good enough if he just takes a pen with ink and he writes over Ksav Agabi Ksav Dio Agabi Dio? Upper Ksav is written L'Shmo and the lower Ksav was written Shalo L'Shmo. So that's a machlokes satanan. So Yehuda says, not a problem. Mavro v'kulmes u'makacho. You take a pen with ink, and you write ksav agabi ksav. The upper ksav is lishmo, the lower ksav is shalo lishmo, and that's acceptable. Aye, but usually we assume that ksav agabi ksav, if you write dio agabi dio, or you write sikra agabi sikra, reading, hatapa reading. So if you didn't change anything, there's no improvement in the upper ksav over the lower ksav. So the Gemara says on Yud Tes Amin Aleph that that's not called ksiva. If you write Dio Agabi Sikra, the lower ink was written in red, and the upper ink is black on top of red, so that's an improvement. So Dio Agabi Sikra is called Kosei. But Dio Agabi Dio Asuka Agabi Sikra is not called Kosei. So how can Rabbi Yehuda say that this is acceptable? So Tosis explains on Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Dio Agabi Dio, just like if you write black ink on top of red ink, that's an improvement, and Hefetim Tzim Metzias. The Chachamim consider black ink better than red ink. Who wants to be in the red? It's better to be in the black. So the Yal Gabi Sikra is considered Ksiva. So if you wrote something Shalom Lishma, then you write Lishma on top of Lishma, that's also an improvement. It's a halachic improvement. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Yeah, whatever Rabbi Yehuda says, we're probably not going to paskan like him. No, Yochid Verab Malachi Kerabim. So the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. They say this is not acceptable. Why is it not acceptable? So the Gemara has a machlokes on Chof Amir Aleph. Machlokes Amarayim. What's pshat in the Chachamim the Rabbi Yehuda? So the first, the Braisa gives the pshat. The Chachamim say, Ein Hashem in Amufchar. The simple reading of the Braisa is that it's a chisaron of Zekeli V'Anveil. It's not a Hidur Mitzvah. It's not Yofeh. And they pasul because of a lack of Hidur Mitzvah. So Achidish. Usually we assume that the Hidur Mitzvah is based on Zakeh Levian Ve'o, it's not Lefonah B'Mitzvahs. The Hidur Mitzvah is just L'chatchil, it's not Miyakeh B'Yevet. How do we know that? Hidur Mitzvah is just L'chatchil, not B'Yevet, because the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Yudam and Aleph has a Machlekes HaTanoim, where the Lulav Tzorach Eged, the Lulav Ein Tzorach Eged. So it happens to be Rabbi Yudah and HaChachamim, the same two people, but the same two names, but unrelated, totally unrelated to this. So Rabbi Yudah's opinion is that Lulav Tzorach Eged, if you didn't tie together the Lulav, the Hadassim and Arav, say not even Yotze B'Riyev. That's not the accepted opinion. We pass on Lulav Ein Tzorach Eged. If you didn't tie together, you Yotze B'Riyev. But L'chatchila, the Braisa says, you should tie together. So why wants to know, Man Haitana, whose opinion is that? That L'chatchila, Nidegen B'Riyev, it's not Ma'akev. Whose opinion is that? The Gemara says, no, L'chatchila, Nidegen, because of Zekel V'Anveil. And B'Riyev, it's good without it. It's obviously Zeken V'Anveil. It's only a Din L'chatchila, it's not a Din B'Riyev. Tosis is the one who points this out. Tosis on the first Mishnah, the opening Mishnah, Lulav HaGozel comments, Rashi says that Lulav HaYovesh is possible because it's lacking Hidur, because he needs Zekeh Levi Anveil. So Tosis says Zekeh Levi Anveil is only a Din L'chatchila. It doesn't possible, but he ever. The Din is Zekeh Levi Anveil. You should have a fancy tefillin zekel, and you should have a fancy talit zekel. You're going to say, and if the fella keeps his tefillin in a paper bag, and he keeps his talis in a worn out, torn up, Talis Zekel, so he's not Yotze the Mitzvah. How can you say that Zekel Mabeu is Maki B'Riyevet? Obviously, it's only a Din L'chatchila. But here, the Braisa sounds like it says, Ein Hashem in Amufcha, because you're lacking Zekel Mabeu, it passes B'Riyevet. That's a Pella. How can it be? Why should it pass B'Riyevet? There in Sukkah, it says that the Zekel Mabeu doesn't pass B'Riyevet. So Achroinim have two suggestions over here. How do you explain this? One suggestion they come up with is that the pasuk says Zekeh Levi Anveil, it's referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So when it comes to Shem Hashem, we're more machmer. In the Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah, there Zekeh Levi Anveil is leikuvah, because the original mocker of Zekeh Levi Anveil says regarding Hashem's name. It sounds a little bit like a pshetel, a lot, either a little bit or a lot like a pshetel.
This looks like the, this
Shabbat Tachton Nimcha. If you write over this to yourself, the Rokic itself is under
Yeah, this shame doesn't have Kiddusha though, because this bottom shame was written without Kavana. He thought he's writing Yehuda. He made two mistakes. He thought he has to write Yehuda, and then he made a second mistake. He left out the Dalit. So this shame Hashem Tak is mutter to be Moichek, because it was written without Kavana. So you're right, it is Moichek the bottom tzav, but that's okay over here. That's permissible. So again, so here the simple reading of the Brayse says, Ein Hashem min Amuvcha the Chachamim Pasol. The Sefer Torah, because it's not Mehuda. It's not Minam Mufra. And that passels B'dievet. Surprising, how can it be? The Machrenim say, Al Derech HaChidud, maybe. That Zekel V'Aveh, or passels B'dievet by Shem Hashem, because there's Zekel. Other Machrenim say a little more sophisticated. Mishkan Es Yankiv writes like this in the Sefer on Sukkah. I gave a mashal before, if the person holds his tefillin in an old used paper bag, or he holds his talis in a worn out talis zekel that's torn and it's a shmata, so it doesn't look nice. So that for sure doesn't passel. That's the talis zekel, that's the tefillin zekel. What has it got to do with the tefillin? That certainly doesn't passel. So that's what other achrenim suggest. The Gemara that Tesis showed, the Gemara in Daf Yud in Sukkah, where the Gemara says that the lechatchili need an eged because of zekelim aved, the eved doesn't passel. That's because the eged is something extraneous to the mitzvah. That's taka like a talis zekel, like a tefillin zekel. So that you can't say that passels by the eved. But whenever the heder is required, something intrinsic, it's intrinsic in the chefetz shal mitzvah. You want to have oisias in the sefer Torah that should look pretty. The ksav of the Sefer Torah is the Sefer Torah. That's what a Sefer Torah is all about. The ksav in the parchment. So if the ksav is sloppy, so then there's room to argue the point and say that such a din of Zakel Madeu would pass a leave medieval. That would be in line with Rashi then. That Rashi says if you have a lulav yovesh, it's possible because of a lack of Zakel Madeu. So they said, how can it be? Zakel Madeu doesn't pass a medieval. So that's what the Mishkan and Siyanki writes. On that place is kasher. Against Rashi, that's on the first Mishnah in Perek Lulav HaGozel. It says Rashi apparently distinguishes. If the Lulav is Yavesh, so that's a chisorin, an intrinsic chisorin in the Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. As opposed to an Eged, that's something extraneous. That's like a Talazek or a Tfilazek. That for sure doesn't pass. So even the Eged is also extraneous.
But didn't there a way in the Gemara that even the Chachamim say that it's not good by Hashem, would say that it's good by a get if you overwrite the get.
Right, right. Right.
But isn't the writing of the get also internal to the mitzvah of the get?
It's not a mitzvah. The question is it really a mitzvah to give your wife a get? You say a bracha. It should be mahadra, you should put it in a fancy envelope, like a fancy talazekel.
Is that just
no.
Rishus?
Huh?
So maybe it's just a rishus?
It's a din. If I sell you a house, I write a shtar, and the house is nicknamed bishtar. So that's one of the Taryag Mitzvahs HaTorah. Linag B'Hilchas Kinyonim. So it's a din that when I write a shtar, it should be Lamahadrin, it should be a fancy ksiva with Ksav Ashuris, and it should be on parchment and expensive. No, it's a din that a shtar is kind of. So there's a din that if a couple gets divorced, so they give a get, so they get the scham. It's counted, the Rambam counts it as one of the Mitzvahs HaTorah, but it doesn't mean a mitzvah. The Rambam is following the opinion of the Gaonim, who counted Parshios in the Torah. He makes fun of the Gaonim, he rejects their opinion, but Lamais, the bottom line, he adopted much of the Shitas HaGaonim in the Minyan Mitzvahs. So there are several mitzvahs that the Rambam includes, which are not really mitzvahs, not as a mitzvah the person should do something. There's a parsha of Gerishin, like there's a parsha of Kinyonim. See, here the Gemara has two versions on Chof HaMerab. This machlegs a Yud and a Chachamim. If you have Yud Kei Vav Kei, which was written in the Sefer Torah Shalom Lishma, was written in Shem Yehuda. And the Sefer made a mistake, he left out the Dalit. Then he realizes he needs Shem Hashem. So what can you do about it? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'avarav kulmasam omekachay. If the upper Dyo, the upper Ksav is Lishma, the lower Ksav is Shalom Lishma, so Lishma top of Shalom Lishma is an improvement, like Dyo Gabi Sikra. So that's considered Ksav Elyon Habi Ksav. Now Chachamim say it's not good. So the two ways to read the Chachamim. The Chachamim say it's no good, not only in Sefer Torah, it would be no good by get either. And the real reason with the Chachamim is not so much, Ein Hashem min Amuvchar. Even though that's what they said in the Brisa, So that's what Tosfos says. The first opinion in the Gemara took it lav davke. He understood the text of the Braisa that says the reason for Ein Hashem and Amufkar. That was in a debating procedure. Tanoim a lot of times would debate, like the Nochem debate. They wouldn't give the real reason. The real reason is Aksav Agav Iksav, unless the upper Iksav is an improvement over the lower Iksav, the Hainu. It's Dio Agav Isikra, that's called Iksav. But if the upper Iksav is Lishma, the lower Iksav is Shalom Lishma, that's not called an improvement according to the Chacham. That goof is the Machlek is reviewed in the Chacham. So if you say it like that, it's not an improvement, so then the Chacham would say it's no good. When the upper one is Lishma and the bottom one is Shalom Lishma, it's not only no good by Sefer Torah, would be no good by Shabbos either. And the second opinion in the Gemara was not. Rabbi Habayankov disagrees with Rav Chizden. And he says that the Rabbanon only say it's no good by Sefer Torah because he needs that Kelev Yanveh. He need Hidah Mitzvah. But by Get, the Chacham would agree with Rav Yudah that it would be Ksav, right? So that's the Machloikas Amoraim. What exactly is the Machloikas Hatanoim? So the first opinion in Amoraim took the Loshon HaBrayis Alav Davke. When the Chachamim say it's no good to be Mabar all of Kulmas, Ein Hashem in Amuvcha, they didn't really mean what they said. What they really meant to say was that Ksav Agav Iksav, if the upper Ksav is Hushmo on top of the lower Ksav, which is Shalom Hushmo, that's not considered an improvement. An improvement only applies if it's Dio Agav Isikra, if it's a different color.
Usually, yeah.
But Tosfos knows that the Kama Mekayim is many places in the Gemara. The Tanoim will use in an argument, they'll present an argument, that's not the real reason. That's very common in the Gemara.
But not
this phrase. This phrase not, but other phrases, which are lav davke. So just like other phrases lav davke, so this phrase also lav davke.
The Rav once came in and was very upset. He said, one of the Rashka Bahavs, the Buddhist Rafanim, was a guest over Shabbos. And Monday morning they had praise of Torah and the weather was cracked. So this Rashka Bahav pulled out his fountain pen and fixed it. And then Rav said he had to be Mufas. Fountain pen is not Mufas. And he had to pay
Meaning Sefer Torah. And Sefer Torah, that's the Shaila. The Rambam's opinion, Sefer Torah has to be written b'dyo. So the Rambam's opinion, dyo is like the Rashka Bahak, that dyo just means black. And the Bali Atesis hold that it's something more than black. Maybe it was the Rambam. It was the Rambam who was there. Okay. Then the Mishnah has the Machlokes HaTanaim, Rabbi Yosef Glil and Chachamim. What if you can you write a get agabi balechaim or agabi oichon? So that we spoke about many times. Okay, that we know. Then the Gemara talks about Dio Agabi Sikra. So the Gemara says on Yutasam, Dio Agabi Sikra. Since the upper Ksav is an improvement over the lower Ksav, the Dio is black and the Sikra is red. So Dio Agabi Sikra in Hilchas Shabbos is called the Ksiva. What about in Hilchas Gittin? What's the Shaila of a Get? Let's say we'll have a printed text of a Get. The text of the Get will be printed in red. And then whenever a case comes up, a man wants to divorce his wife, so we'll rewrite it on top with black ink on top. So the Gemara says, why shouldn't it be the same as Hilchas Shabbos? Rabbi Yechanan says, "Mipnei shonim medamim nasa maisa." We can't be makel by get. So what does that mean? So there are two interpretations, two translations of the word medamim. So the Rambam paskins the din in Hilchas Shabbos. He does quote that if you write Yol Gabi Sikra, it's considered ksav. So how does it's vada considered ksav? So vada considered ksav. So let it be good ksav for a get. Let's consider a ksiva lishma. If he writes black ink lishma, top of red ink that was printed shalom lishma. If the Edom don't know how to sign their name, so let someone else write in red ink, then the Edom will write on top. So the Rambam understood, we want to make a dimyon between Hilchas, ksiva, saget, And Hilchas Shabbos, the Dinyan is no good. And Hilchas Shabbos, the Agabi Sikra is considered Ksiba. And Hilchas Ksiba's Chasimus Eidim, it's not acceptable. So the Rambam translates the words Medamim, we're making a Dinyan, we're being Medamim, Hilchas Chasimus Eidim, to Hilchas Ksiba by Shabbos. Rashi learns, Medamim, we're not so convinced. I was guessing when I said, Rabbi Yechanan says, I'm not so 100% convinced that if you write black ink on top of red ink in Hilchas Shabbos B'chayim, Rabbi Yechanan lived after the Churban Abayis. So he says, if I would live as Rashi adds on, if I would live as Man Abayis, and you come and tell me that somebody did Yog Abisik, I wouldn't say you should bring a Korban Chatas. I'm not so convinced. Kamadumali, I'm guessing, I think the din is that by Hilchas Shabbos it should be good. It should be Chayiv, it should be a Melacha. L'chumra, but to say bevado is that he's really chai v'chatas not. And really, since I'm not so sure in Hilchas Shabbos, so really I'm not so sure by Hilchas Gittin. So according to Rashi, we are equating Shabbos with Gittin. We're not making a distinction between the two, but he says in Hilchas Shabbos Gufi, he's not sure. According to the Rambam, Hilchas Shabbos, he is sure that Yog Abisikra is chai, but he's not so convinced about the hashvo, about the dimyon between Chasimus Eidim on the Get and in Hilchas Shabbos. Why not? What's wrong? So perhaps the reason to distinguish is that when Edim sign a get, it's only considered a chasim if it's their ksav yod, if it's their unique handwriting. If someone else is going to write their names, the Edim are illiterate in the sense they don't know how to sign their names. Okay? They don't know how to sign. So someone else is going to sign their name in red and red ink, and then they're going to copy over on top of the red letters, they're going to write black letters. So true, it's going to be their writing, their signature, but it's not their unique handwriting. This is the handwriting of the Beis Din, of whoever it was, the cipher, who wrote in red ink, and they're just copying on top of it. So maybe that's why the Gemara rejected the Hashvah, according to the Rambam. Neshon Medamim, we're trying to make a dinyon between Chasim HaSeidim and Ksivan Shabbos. Maybe Ksivan Shabbos, they all got to be sick for Eschad, and Chasim HaSeidim, maybe there's a special din that unique Ksav Yodai. Rav Soloveitchik had a difficult Rambam, so based on this suggestion and learning Pshat and this Gemara, so he suggested that the Rambam Shita in writing a Sefer Torah requires Ksav Yodai. Writing the whole Sefer Torah. Here we are only saying it in Chasim Sa'edim on the Get. Chasim Sa'edim has to be your unique handwriting. Your unique handwriting. If it doesn't represent my unique handwriting, so it's not called Chasim, my Chasim Asyadi. But in the Rambam, the Rav had a difficulty, so he suggested maybe the pshat is that the Rambam requires for Ksiva Sefer Torah that it should be the Ksav Yodai of the Sefer. Ma pidom? What kind of a din? Why should it be so? So he thought that Aldera Hadrash, this part was printed, this he delivered in the Yortzeit Drasha, that the Talmud has an Agarata, Masechas Nida, that the Malach teaches all the Jewish babies Kol HaTorah Kula before they're born. So maybe that's the source of the Kedushas Yisrael. Chaim Volozhin says that the Tashmisha Kedusha, as opposed to Tashmisha Mitzvah, has to do with Divrei Torah. So Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzah, Aseres HaDibros, all have Divrei Torah written on them. An Esrog doesn't have Divrei Torah. A Sukkah doesn't have Divrei Torah. A Shofar doesn't have Divrei Torah. Talis doesn't have Psukim, so that doesn't have Kedusha. So maybe even when a Sofer writes a Sefer Torah, the source of the Mekadosh Zayin of the Sefer Torah is the fact that the neshama of the person has all the Divrei Torah taught to him. The Malach teaches everyone Kol HaTorah Kula before they're born. The Malach causes us to forget. It cannot be that we forget everything. If we forgot everything, so why did he engage himself in the act of futility to teach us Kol HaTorah Kula if he plans to make us forget everything? So it must be that something does remain. So maybe that's the source of Kedushas Yisrael. Every Jewish person has Kedushas Yisrael because of the fact that Malach taught us Kol HaTorah Kula before we were born. And maybe that Kedushas Yisrael that you all have that flows from the fact that the Malach taught us Kol HaTorah Kula is what the Sefer has to endow the Sefer Torah with, the Kedushas HaTorah and the Torah that flows from his heart. So he thought that maybe Alderach HaLocha, that part was the Chelek HaDrash, so he thought that maybe Alderach HaLocha, to explain his difficult Rambam, maybe for Ksiva Sefer Torah, to give Kedusha Sefer Torah, maybe need Dafke Ksav Yodai. That's according to Rav Soloveitchik, the suggestion that one of the Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael had to have this silk screen, that you should be able to write, he did a few Megillas like that, Megillas Esther, instead of sitting and writing, Bahi Bimei Achashverosh, writing the whole thing. So have a stencil. And it'll say Bahi Bimei Achashverosh, and you paint everything on top of the stencil. So the mail, all the letters will appear on the bottom. So according to Rav Soloveitchik, it would not be acceptable, because in order to endow Kisvei HaKodesh with Kedusha, it has to be written with the unique Ksav Yodai of the Sefer. That was his suggestion in the Shver Rambam. So that's when he delivered this drosha, and this was printed already. So he said in his Shurim HaMaseches Gittin, he explained, based on a difficult Rambam, but he didn't explain which one, but it was on this sugya, that it could be that Kedusha Sefer Torah has to be endowed by the Sefer, flowing from the Kedusha Seal that he has, flows from his Liman HaTorah that he has within him, and that's why it has to be Dafke, his unique Ksav Yodai. Okay. That's already fancy. But in the Gemara, it's easier. The Gemara is easy to explain. You can't be Medama, you can't make a comparison. There's no tzushta between Hilchus Shabbos and Hilchus Chasimus Eidim on a get. One can distinguish that the Chasimus Eidim is not good if it's on a stencil. It has to be Dafke, his unique handwriting.
Does the Gemara teach Chalotev to women as well?
The Gemara appears that, yeah. The Poshim Shad, the Gemara is that, yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Why does Makaran Lahem Nira Chalot work? Tosfos says that so they wouldn't fill it in completely.
Right.
If they're not filling it in completely, how is that considered unique handwriting if they're just pouring something on there?
You have a stencil with wide letters, and then they have to decide, do they want to make the whole hollow letter, or do they want to put a line on the top or in the middle, on the bottom?
How are they Mamale it? When we say Mamale, you mean they're coloring in, they're not just.
So Tosfos says not.
Right.
Tosfos quotes the Rishonim. You're only filling in part of that stencil.
And so that will be considered.
So that's their unique. They know what they're doing. They show them that these letters spell out your name, and then they decide how they want to fill in the stencil. Whether they want to fill in the whole thing or only part of it. So that's their unique contribution to signing their names. That's the Tosfos in the first parak had like that. Yeah, the Gemara says that this kula einim sheinim yodim lachzam mekar lahem niyor cholok. The Gemara quotes Rav Shimon ben Gamliel arguing with the Chachamim that this kula only applies ben melam gitay noshim. It doesn't apply to other stars, and it doesn't even apply to shechuri avodim. We have so many dinim where shechuri avodim are equated with gitay noshim, but over here not. And the reason being that this is a kula. And the kula was kadesh lehu ben aysal agunis. We want to be matzal oli agunis. The husband may decide to go disappear, and if he won't be machshir this get with the Adam don't know how to sign, so then you may be in a predicament. The woman may be stuck as an aguna for the rest of her life. So it's a special kula. What do you mean special kula? The ikar adin, it's acceptable, but midrabbanan they said you shouldn't allow it in any other stories except for a get. Should we leave it on the din deraisa? The Gemara says in the deraisa there were two kulas. There's one kula einim sheidim yodim likros karen lefneim v'chosman menim sheidim yodim lachzom mekarlehem yacholok v'chosman. So the Gemara distinguishes between einim sheidim yodim lachzom as opposed to einim sheidim yodim likros. Halacha k'reb shimim gam liol, that's regarding chasima. That kula only applies begitin noshim avalo b'shar shtaros afilu b'shechruy avodim. Masheni kain in the kriya einim sheidim yodim likros, that you make a leave in a shar shtaros. So then the Gemara says, yeah, fine, you make all the Shar Shtaros, but who's going to be the one who's going to read it for you? You have to have two kosher Eidim to read it for you. Then Tosfos has a discussion, what does it help if you have two kosher Eidim? Why shouldn't that be a violation of Eidim P.A.? So Tosfos says, it's not Eidim P.A. Eidim P.A. I'm signing on the bottom. Eidim P.A. is if I'm telling, the husband tells me he wants to divorce his wife. I know that. I can't read Hebrew, so I don't know that that's what it says. But then once I hear that the husband wants to divorce his wife, and the two Eidim tell me that that's what it says here. I don't know how to read Hebrew. I know how to sign my name. So they tell me that's what it says, that he wants to divorce his wife. So I sign. That's I'm a direct aid. I'm an aid on the fact that the husband expresses his interest in divorcing his wife. So the Gemara says that the Eidim Sheinim Yodim Likros, that kula applies by all shtoris, not only by Gittin Noshim. Eidim Sheinim Yodim Lachzom, we follow Rav Shimon Gamliel. Eidim Sheinim Yodim Likros, we don't follow Rav Shimon Gamliel. We follow the Chachamim, that we always allow it, but it's very restricted. You only allow it if you have two kosher Eidim are reading, or if you have Safra Nedayne, and it's Rav Nachman, and they're afraid to start up with him, so then You have to know for sure that they read the document accurately. If he would have had two Edom, it wouldn't have been a problem. Two kosher Edom wouldn't have been a problem. Then the Gemara says, what if you have a shtar halvoa that's written in Persian and signed by two kosher Jewish Edom? So the Gemara says, no shaila, what's the problem? If everything is written according to Hilchos Shtaris, just because it's written in a foreign language, that's not a problem. And then Gemara quotes the Mishnah later, Tanina, that if a get is written in Greek or a get is written in Hebrew, it's acceptable. So the Gemara assumes Greek and Hebrew is lavdavka, Persian alphabet is also acceptable. The famous Shigemar. That's what we mentioned, that the Pashtun says that that opinion that the Ozarua quotes from the Rabbeinu Yoel, that's the father of the Rav Yoel. The Rav Yoel, his name was Rabbeinu Eliezer, but Rav Yoel. So the Rav Yoel quotes this from his father. His father said that the only two scripts that Halacha recognizes are Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Yevonis, because the din is like Rabbi Gamliel in Mishnah, the first parak in Megillah, that is said the Torah can only be written either in Ashuris or in Yevonis. And he says, and it gets also like that. The Halacha doesn't recognize any other script. The Halacha recognizes all the languages. If you recite Kriya Shema in translation, Shema B'Cholosh and Shato Shemeya, that would be acceptable. The only question is how many people have to speak the language that it should be recognized as a language. Let's say just two people made up their own private language. So when we speak, we don't want anybody else to understand. So we made up our own language. That's also called a language. Or do you have to have a minimum number of people to speak the language? That's the quote from the Brisker Rav. The first year that he gave on Maseches Nazir, he was wondering how many people have to speak the language. It has to be a whole city, a whole Medina, how many people? Dorach Mishor, that's the commentary in the back of the Vilna Shas on the first Mishnah in Nazir, quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that even if one person speaks the language, a person makes up his own language. When I say yes, I mean no. When I say potatoes, I mean Nazir. When I say you, I mean me. So he says, you are not accepting to become a potato. So that means I just accepted to become a Nazir. Potato means a Nazir and you means me. So the guy makes up his own language and then he says, so the Yerushalmi says that it's a good net in his ears. So apparently our Velvel is not so convinced that we should accept that the Yerushalmi, because he was Mesupik. How many people have to speak this language that it should be considered a language? That was a suggestion Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius made when the Reform first changed the language of the Siddur. They allowed everybody to daven in German, translation, based on the Gemara, Makam Mekam Etar, Sanaf on the Gemara. Gemara said the Feirish that if you daven bichidus, you have to have the Malachim present your tefillas to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Malachim don't recognize Loshon Aramis. That's what the Gemara says. Some of the Rishonim interpret Loshon Aramis is lav davka Loshon Aramis, means the vernacular, whatever the commonly spoken language is. So the Malachim, they recognize, they understand it, but they feel that it's a bizoyan that the person should daven in the vernacular. He doesn't even try to elevate his tefillah to offer the prayer in a fancier language, so they won't present such a tefillah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So whatever country you live in, if you live in America, you can't daven in English. If you live in France, you wouldn't be able to daven b'yichidus in French. You live in Spain, you couldn't daven in Spanish, fine. But if you daven in b'tzibur, so the pasuk says, Hein kel kabir lo imos, hein kel kabir lo imos, b'tfilosim sharabim, you don't need the malachim to present the tefillahs. Tefillahs go directly to the Kisei HaKavod. So then the Gemara says you can even daven in Aramis, means even in the vernacular, according to this Tmim Deim. The Raivin and the Tmim Deim interprets like that. Ein malach yesharas makirim lashon Aramis doesn't mean they don't understand Aramaic. Tosfos says, how can it be? They understand all the other languages, and you can't put two and two together to figure, if you know Hebrew, you know Spanish, you know French, you know all the languages, so they can't figure out the Aramaic. That's impossible. So that's what the Raivin writes in the Tmim Deim and the Tshuvas. He doesn't think that it means that they don't understand the language. They don't consider it bekabdik enough that they should present the tefillahs. So that was the Reform introduced at Shinoi, that when they daven mitzibur, I don't know if they ever daven miyachid, but when they would pray in shul on Shabbos, then they would pray in German, and it says in Shulchan Aruch that it's okay. So the Gedolim of the time were very upset. Rabbi Akiva Eger and Chassam Sefer and many others. So Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius was around at that time also. So he wrote a whole tshuva attacking this practice. So one of the ha'aris that he brought up was, how do we know that we accept German as spoken today as one of the languages? Maybe the halacha only recognizes the Shivim Loshen that existed at the time of Migdal Babel. And Einfeld. and any language that was developed in later years based on a combination of other languages, then maybe that language isn't recognized. So he's trying to say, if you say Kriyat Shema translation, you daven in English, you wouldn't be Yotze. That's a big chiddush what he says. Anyway, at least here, the Gemara said the Ferish, that the halacha recognizes any script. Halacha recognizes the Persian script also. That's the Mishnah. When it says in the Mishnah, the get can be written in Yavanese, the get can be written in Hebrew, it's Huadinami, Persian, any language is acceptable. The Gemara said, what if you have a shtar halvoa that's signed by non-Jews? So is that acceptable or not? So we had in the first parak, and the Gemara alludes to it. It's acceptable. The question is, to what extent are the shtaros olam akosh anochim acceptable? The Gemara says, Loimari napshayhu, the courts would not ruin their good reputation to sign a document that Reuven owes Shimon $100,000 unless you know for sure that it's true. So midirabbanan, the Rishon Tosfos said, midirabbanan, we accept the shtar olam akosh anochim, because we know that it's true. So the question is, to what extent do we accept the shtar? We accept it that it's like a milval peh. We accept it as if you have a beer that it really owes the money, or you accept it and you consider it mamish a milval b'shtar. So in our Gemara, what's printed on the few testament bases that you can collect from Mishabadim, we have it twice. You can collect from Mishabadim if the shtar was signed, the whole shtar is written, the whole document is written in Persian, signed by two Jewish people, you collect from Mishabadim. That's a double portion like that, why not? And the previous case, the way it's printed in Agmar, also says you collect from Mishabadim. And here the Rishonim had two girsos. The other Rishonim had the girsos, so you cannot collect from Mishabadim. That's not a shtar, that's a takonim of the Rabbanon, that we rely on the Ruba Dalaisa Kaman, the Lamar and Afshai, but still, bottom line, you don't have a shtar. Shtar Hulab Akosha Nachman, it's not called a shtar, they're not kosher lehidus. Not a shtar. It's you have a right that he owes the money, so boy, more than a milbal peh can't be. So that's totally in the two girsos. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, quotes the two opinions. Whether a shtar hoel b'akosh anochim, whether you can collect from the chosim shabbatim. Two girsos in the Gemara. Rashi writes something very strange. Rashi had the girsa you can collect from shabbatim. So he asks Akasha on Yutes on the base, about 15 lines from the Tavah. You only collect from b'nechor v'lomim shabbatim. That's b'nasa behedyotis, the leis leikolam. So that's very problematic. What do you mean, nasa behedyot? Nasa behedyot, it wasn't Ola Barakos, it was signed by two Stam Goyim. So the Mishnah says not acceptable at all. It's not, it's zero. It's not good for B'nai Chorin either. What does Rashi say? If it's Nasa Barakos, then it's even going from Mishabadim. If it's Nasa behedyot, signed by Stam two Nachrim, then you can only collect from B'nai Chorin, not collect from Mishabadim. The Pashta says if it's Nasa behedyot, it's not acceptable at all. It's a very strange Rashi. I'm not sure what he means. The Gemara has a strange din. Amishmal nasan la niyachol gamla hareze gitech. So we have the girsa in the Gemara harezu migureshes migureshes. Other Rishonim had the girsa asura. What do you mean asura? Asura lekahuna. She's asura lekahuna. That's how the Gemara comes out. She's not migureshes. She gives a blank sheet of paper. A blank sheet of paper. How can that be migureshes? So the way we have it, the Gemara backs out from this. No, we didn't mean Megureshes. We only meant Megureshes Lechumra. What's the story? He gave her a blank piece of paper and said, Harei Zegitach V'Harei Megureshes Ratmeteres Lechalot. A blank sheet of paper doesn't say anything. So if you write an invisible ink and then you treat it later on with some chemical, you put it on top of a candle or whatever, so then the ink will become visible. Then it'll become Ksav Shel Kayama. So the Gemara says, we're talking about such a case that after the husband gives the get to the wife and the get seems like it doesn't have anything written, mamasha nior cholok, so then we, later on we treated it with the chemical and then the letters come out. So the Gemara said it's still worthless, it's absolutely meaningless. At the time that he gave the get to the wife, there was no ksav there. If the ksav was invisible at that time, it's no good. Mikana labo, it'll cause that the ksav should become visible and then he gives it to his wife and he says, I raise a gitter, then it'll be good. But if he gave it when it was invisible and now he causes it to become visible, that's not acceptable. So the Gemara says, Chayshinon. Shmuel said, it's a chumra. So what's the chumra? So Pashup Shad, if you wouldn't look in Rashi, I don't know if that's called Pashup Shad. He used to be a professor here when he studied Mishnayos. is to put his two arms on the Mishnah to cover up the Bar Tanura and the Tais Jantar. He's going to give his own pshat. He used to give wild, the Gamre crazy, the Gansan crazy. Yeah, you have to know what it says in the previous parak and the next parak. You cover up the two sides. You don't know what you're talking about. So if one could learn not like Rashi, I don't know, maybe but nobody learns not like Rashi. One could have said pshat emar chashin and sachumre midirabban, and he gave his wife a get that was written in invisible ink. And later on, he demonstrated that it was written in invisible ink. He puts it on the candle, puts it on top of the candle, or he pours the chemical on it, becomes visible. So at the time that he gave it, it was meaningless. That's a chumer midirabbanan, like a reich haget. A reich haget we had in the last perek, that the Mishnah learns out from the pasuk, Yisha grusha misha, fidelans dasha alamisha, a case where the husband gives his wife a get, which is absolutely puzzle, meaningless, and nonetheless, she's asura lakun. If the husband is a kohen, he's not allowed to remain with his wife. So you could say over here, chashinim midirabbanan chumer. Rashi doesn't say that. Chashinim, Rashi says chashinim. It's not because of Reach again. You have to go lechumre. When you write a get, that's going to be an invisible ink. So for a while, the ink is not yet invisible. For the first couple of minutes, the ink is visible. And then it gets absorbed till the point that it's invisible. And then the only way to get it out is by holding it on top of a candle or by pouring out a chemical, whatever it is. So here we're concerned, Chashinan, maybe at the time that he gave the get, the ink didn't yet get absorbed. Shemela nivla yofe. Shemela nivlu yofe. Maybe at the time the get was given, the ink had not yet been absorbed. So maybe at the time the get was given, it was a ksav. It was a visible ksav, yeah, but it's not an invisible ink. It's going to be a ksav shemeshal kayama. It's only going to last for 5 minutes. So that's called ksav shel kayama. Right now it's visible. And then it's going to become invisible, but then if you put it under a candle, then it will be visible. So that's called Ksav Shel Kayam. That's what Rashi seems to say. That's Chiddush, the way Rashi reads the Gemara. Chashina doesn't mean Achumer Midirabbanan to treat it like a Rechaget. It's a real Sufik. So he says, it's a Sufik. Maybe she was Nizgarsha, maybe not. So if the husband will die, she's only allowed to do Chalitza, she can't have Yibum. Maybe she's a Grusha Sachiv. In which case, you're not allowed to do Yibum, so you have to do Chalitza. And in case the husband who gave this get to his wife is a Kohen, so she's a Asur L'Kohen. That's how Rashi learned. Then the Gemara tells a story. A man takes a Sefer Torah and he gives it to his wife, says, Hariat Megoresh is Mimeni. It's nothing with nothing. What is it? Gemara says it's a joke. Is it possible? Maybe he wrote the get on side. We looked through the whole Sefer Torah. There are no extra. You have some extra words written on the Sefer Torah. It'll be puzzle. Unless it's written on the back, like on mezuzahs. We have the mezuzah written on one side. We have in the back kuzam and muchsas kuz. We have things written on the back. So if you have extra osius and a mezuzah, it puzzles. So every mezuzah should be puzzle. So the answer is extra osius on the wrong side. If the extra osius would be on the same side as the mezuzah, the whole mezuzah would be possible. So here, what are you concerned about? Maybe he wrote a get on the other side, so we look through the whole Sefer Torah, this side, that side, the other side. There's no get written over there. So maybe he wrote an invisible ink. Invisible ink doesn't count, so there's no problem. Maybe he paid the Sefer when the Sefer wrote the Sefer Torah, the Shem Sefer Torah, maybe he paid the Chitema Lechesh the Gemara has on the top of Chof and Menalem. Let's be concerned. Dilma active Yaiwe Zuza the Safra Mekor. Maybe the husband paid money to the Sefer. When you write the Parsha in the Chumash Devarim, where it talks about getting divorced, I'm interested in divorcing my wife. So write that Parsha so that I should be able to use the Sefer Torah to divorce my wife. So the Gemara said, that's ridiculous. Abina Shmaya Shma, Veleka. You need the name of the husband, the name of the wife, and he didn't write the names. This need for the Shmaya Shma. That if you don't have the names, the get is no good. This is a din deraisa, this is a din derabbanan. What kind of halacha is that? So that's famous machlokes Tosfos in the Ran on the Chof HaMeral. Tosfos writes that this issue depends on the machlokes Rab Meir and Rab Elazar. If you all like Rab Meir, the Eri Chasima Karsi, every Shtar Kinyan has to start off as a shtaraya, then you need that every shtakin should be muchach mitoichoi. And if it doesn't have the name of the husband and the wife, so it's not going to be muchach mitoichoi. So according to Rab Meir, based on his shita, Vedichasim Ekarasi, you need Shemus Minatur. But we don't pass like our mayor, we pass like our blaza, that Eidim Mesir Ekarasi. So the mayor, there's no need for Mukhach Mitochai. Eidim Mesir Ekarasi means that the Shtar Kinya does not have to serve as a Shtarai. If you don't have Vedichasim, so it's clearly not a Shtarai. So if it's not a shtarai, it doesn't have to be muchach mitoicha. It's not giving any raya. If you want it to serve as a shtarai, it has to contain all the information that's necessary. It has to be muchach mitoicha. Everything should be spelled out. But if it's not a shtarai anyway, so there's no need for muchach mitoicha. So just say, I'm divorcing you, and farte. So Tosis says, whether you need Shemus and a get or not, depends on the machlegs or Meir Ablozo. If the din would have been like Rav Meir, the Rei Chasim Bekar, so you would have required Shemus min haTorah. Because he requires, he insists that you need Mukhach Mitoicha. But because it didn't track up Lazar, so you don't need Mukhach Mitoicha because you don't need Eri Chasima. So the whole need for shame is only Midir Rabbanon. That we know Midir Rabbanon that you need shame. The Mishnah says later. That's a Takanas Chacham in the fourth period. Made a Takanah Midir Rabbanon, you have to write all the names and all the nicknames and so on. You have to write Kol Shuma Chanicha Dislay. All the names, all the nicknames. Maybe the husband will divorce his wife in this city with the names that he's known with in this city. Then he's going to move to another city. She'll want to get divorced, and she'll produce a get. They said they never call him Yankel, they call him Jack. It's in Gansan the wrong name. It's the wrong person. So you have to write all Kol Shuma Chanicha Disle. You have to write all the names and all the nicknames that he has in all the different cities, so that wherever she'll go, and she'll want to be, she'll want to remarry, she'll be able to prove based on the get that she has that she was divorced from her husband, because it has all the aliases that he goes by in all the cities. So that's for sure. The Rabbanan you need Shemus in a get. That's for sure. So Tosfos says, according to Rab Loza, it's only with the Rabbanan. According to Rab Meir, if the din would have been like Rab Meir, Eidech Hasim Ekarasi, it would have required Shemus Menatur. The Ran disagrees, but Tosfos, a famous Ran, the Ran says that you require Shemus in a get based on the Gzeres HaKosov of Sviras Dvarim, which implies Sviras Dvarim Yiserim. That was, we explained, that was the machloikis, Rabbi Yosef HaGlili and HaChamim. Rabbi Yosef HaGlili understood the word sefer to mean parchment. And he's marabe benosan, because of Allah's sefer, creases sefer means parchment. But since it says benosan biyadam, ikom makom, so even if it's not parchment, it's also good, but it has to be dummy the sefer. Just like sefer means parchment, is not oichlam, it's not balichaim, of course, you cannot write a get on oichlam or balichaim. And the Chacham disagreed that the word, if it would have been written ba-sefer, so the word sefer would have meant parchment, but it doesn't say ba-sefer, because the sefer creases refers to the text of the get, that you need sfiras dvar. What do you need a pasuk to tell me that you need a text of the get? Is a double pasha like this? And the answer is no. Any other star is sufficient with a sipur ha-maisa. Get has to have sfiras dvar yisayrim, has to have extra l'shoinus. So mine afkimin the extra l'shoinus. So the Ran says that's the mocker for the institution of Shemus. That in HaTorah you always need Shemus, even if you'll accept that Halacha is like Rav Loza, that Eidim Mesira Karsi, you don't need Mucha Mitoichai, but Shemus are necessary based on the din of Sviras Dvarim, which implies Sviras Dvarim Yisayim. What else is included in Sviras Dvarim Yisayim? So we showed from a Gemara later that the V'den Dehev L'Chiminoi is a special din in a get that doesn't apply in any other case. Doesn't apply to any other shtar, even a shtar kiddushin, you don't have to write. And this shtar should serve as the shtar kiddushin whereby I am marrying you. Just write, Hariyam Kodesh, Slein Shai. Special din. Sfiras Dvar Miserim, only in a get you need that. Yeah, the Gemara raises an issue. The din is that the get is only considered Nichtav Lishma if the husband authorizes Sefer to write Lishma. You need what we call Tzibui Habal. That's the lotion that we use. The Gemara never uses such a lotion. The Gemara has other lotions, but that's what it means. You have to have tzibah habal. If you write the get without tzibah habal, so then it's not considered tzibah lishma. What if the husband gives the instructions to write the get, but the sefer wouldn't have written the get if not for the fact that they're paying him a salary? And the salary is paid by the wife. So he's writing the get at the bequest, at the behest of the wife. He's not writing the get because the husband can talk from today till next year. I'm not gonna write a get for nothing. I'm a busy man. I'm making money writing get. So why should I write for this guy for nothing? So the answer is because his wife is paying money. So I'm writing the get for the wife and not writing the get for the husband. So that's no good. You have to have tzivi abal. The husband should instruct. So the Gemara says there's a problem here. In the days of Damaroyim, either all of the gittin were paid for by the wives. They made a takanam of the rabbanim. It's machlekes in the Rishonim. The Rosh quotes, what was a takanam of the rabbanim? Was that the wife should always pay for the get, or if the wife pays for the get, it's also acceptable. But if the husband pays, it's about a good, because on the level of their isa, the husband is supposed to pay. So that's a din of schiras poilam. Whenever someone does work for me, I'm going to pay him. Whoever pays the money, so the work was done for him. So here, if the wife is paying the sofer, the schar ha-sofer, so that's a lack of tzivi habal. The sofer is writing the get at the behest of the wife. That's no good. So the Gemara says that's a good question, and there's a good answer. And the answer is, hefker bezen hefker. The Gemara answers, aknui akne le rabbanon. With the rabbanon, they declared it as if the money that the wife pays the sofer for the tzivis haget had been given by the husband. So it's considered as if the husband paid for the writing of the get, and therefore the writing of the get was done on behalf of the husband. Whoever pays the salary, so Yad Polk, Yad Balabais, is considered as if the poil is doing the work on behalf of the Balabais. So the Gemara said, that's not a problem. Then the Gemara said, but there is a problem. We have to have an Osan Biyoda. So if the wife is the one who pays for the get, if the husband pays for the get, okay. So he paid for the writing. The writing is considered done the Shmo, because the writing is done like Schiris Poilin, on behalf of the one who's paying the salary. And then the piece of paper belongs to the Baal also. So fine. But if the wife pays for the get, so true you say, Hefke Bezen Hefke, it's considered as if the husband paid for the get. But what's with the piece of get? You have to have the piece of paper that the get is written on. The husband has to do Nesinus HaGet, doesn't have to be Makne, the piece of paper, to the wife. So the Gemara says, that also doesn't pose a problem. Dilma Nesinus HaGeti. Teira Dushoch Meitam Ksov Al Yisuri Hano HaKosher. What were they proving by this? If you write a get on Yisuri Hano, the get is kosher. How does that prove this point? What exactly does that mean? So there's a Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Kedushin, long Mishnah, that if a man is Mekadosh and Isha, you can either be Mekadosh B'Kesef or B'Shtar or B'Bia. B'Bia is also M'Darabbanan, so we're left with Kesef and Shtar. And the Mishnahis have many examples of Kedushi Kesef. Shava Kesef is also Kikesef. So the Mishnah says at the end of the second parak in Kedushin, if the man is Mekadosh and Isha with Shava Kesef, but the Shava Kesef is Basa B'Cholab D'Araisa, so it's also B'Hanor. Or Petach Hamor, or Seyon Nazir, the Mishnah gives you a whole long list of Isuri Hanor Deraisa. So if they get if the Kesef Kiddushin, if the Shava Kesef Dina Kikesef, so if the Kesef Kiddushin is Isuri Hanor, so the Mishnah says Einim Kodesh. So the Rishonim have three suggestions, three interpretations. What's wrong? If the get is Isuri, if the Kesef Kiddushin is Isuri Hanor, why is it no good? So some Rishonim say that Isuri Hanor are not Shaloi. Other Rishonim say it's not true. Why should Isur HaNor be Einu Shaloi? The maximum you can say is that it's Einu Bishusai. Why is it Einu Bishusai? Because Bishusai means not only Shali or Bishusai is a full ownership. So Shali means it belongs to me. Bishusai means do I have access to it? So if the thing is Asabanos, I don't have access. I don't have access, I'll be Din. The Gemara says if someone steals a behemoth from me, so I own the behemoth Shali, but it's Einu Bishusai. I don't know where it is. I don't have access to Metzias. See, you have Yisuri HaNoah. In Metzias, he has access. The halacha doesn't permit him to use it. If he's an observant Jew, if he's a Shevet Torah Mitzvah, so then the halacha says he doesn't have access to the Yisuri HaNoah. But in Metzias, he does have access. So that's a shaila. Do you really have the right to declare that if you're Mekadosh and Isha with Yisuri HaNoah, it's Seinu B'Shusai? Some Rishonim hold the Seinu Shaloi, some Rishonim hold the Seinu B'Shusai. There's a third group of Rishonim, Rashi, Baroish. If it's either Einu Shaloi or Einu B'Shusai, then we understand why the Mishnah says Einu Mekodesh, because if you're Mekadosh B'Kesef or B'Shov B'Kesef, you have to be Makna the Kesef to the Kala. And if something is Einu Shaloi, or even if Shali Einu B'Shusai, so you cannot be Makna to Achim. That was a Machlekes Satanoim, that's in Bava Kama, Daf Samachtes, and Daf Ein, a Machlekes Satanoim, and a Mishnah, Maaseh Sheni. And a machlekes Rabbi Yechon and a Reish Lakish, which Tana's opinion should be accepted? So halacha l'maisa, whenever there's machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, we pass like Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon and Paskins like that Tana, like the Shitas HaTanaim and the Mishnais and Maseches in Maaseh Sheni, that you can only be makna something to someone else if you have a full bailus consisting of shaloi u'bishusai. If you have something that shali ve'en bishusi. So my bailus is incomplete, so I don't have the ability to be makna lacher. That's Rabbi Yechanan's memra, based on this Mishnah. Gozov, lanis yasha bailim. If someone stole something from me, and I was not yet in Nisei Aishar, so the Mishnah says, Shneim ain't Mechayim L'Hagdishai. Neither the Ganav nor the Nignav can declare it as Hegdash Elef Hishenu Shalav Zelef Hishenu B'Shusa. In order to be able to be Magdish something, it has to belong to you. It has to belong fully to you. It has to be Shaliyah B'Shusi. So again, some Mishanim say that all the Yisir HaNar Reina Shaloi, period. Yisir HaNar Reina Shaloi. Other Mishanim say, Mechatesa, why should you declare that Yisir HaNar Reina Shaloi? You're not allowed to get on. No, how did they become Reina Shaloi? Maximum you can say is Reina B'Shusi. A group of other Mishanim say it's also not true. Why should it be Eina B'Shusai? The Halacha doesn't allow you to use Eina B'Shusai means Gossav L'Nasya Shad Balam is Eina B'Shusai. He doesn't know where it is. But if he knows where it is, the Halacha doesn't allow him. He's an observant Jew. Out of Yerushalayim, he's not going to use it. But that's not called Eina B'Shusai. Eina B'Shusai means that in Mitzias you don't have access to it. So that's why the third opinion is that the reason why she's Eina B'Kodesh is because the Yisuri HaNoah are not considered Shavah Pruta. Why are they not considered Shavah Pruta? Because how do you establish value of any Shavah Kesef? How much would it sell for in that location? So if it's something that you're not allowed to sell, if you sell these around there, you get money for it, so it's considered violating the Yisuri HaNoah. I sold the item, I'm going to sell cheeseburgers. So if you have Basa B'chol of their Isa, you're not allowed to get Hanor from it, so if you sell it and you get money, ain't loch Hanor g'day l'mizu, so you're getting Hanor from it. So since it's not Shava Limka Bashuk, anything, so that's called Eina Shava Pruta. That's why it's Einim Kodesh. Also questionable. It is Shava Limka Bashuk. He's a religious Jew, so he's not going to violate the Din HaTorah. Just like we argued that there are Rishonim hold that you can't call it Eina Bashusa, it is Bashusa, it does have accessibility. You're not allowed to get Hanor from it, but that you declare that it's Eina Bashusa. So that's questionable, the third pshat also. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi says like that, if you mekadesh and isha b'yisuri hanor zeinu mekudeshes, because it's not shavah pruta. And the Rishalmi gives that moshel also. Rishalmi says, what if you have a bag of potato chips? And it says on the bag, how much it sells for? It sells for 69 cents, whatever. So this is fine, it's worth 69 cents if it sells in the grocery store. And they sell drinks and they sell all kinds of food. So they sell a bag of potato chips for $1.69, whatever. Sells there too. What if there was an airplane crash and there's no drinks at all? And they're in the desert. And they don't know, it may take forever. Then someone's going to sell potato chips. So Yishalmi says, who wants to eat potato chips in the desert? It just can make you more thirsty. You don't have anything to drink at all. So no one's going to pay 69 cents. They may not pay anything for it. Yishalmi says the exact same thing, that in one city it sells for more money. In a different context, it'll sell for much less. They won't be able to sell at all. In Shavah Pruto is determined by Kama Hushava Limka Bashuk Bosa Mokama Bosa Zman, where it happens to be. So if the Yisuri HaNoah would be in the ownership of a non-Jew, the non-Jew made cheeseburgers. So to him it's Muta Ba'anoh. So Bosa Mokam and Bosa Zman is Muta, it's Muta Ba'anoh to the Goy. So it has a Shavius. So if one Goy steals a cheeseburger from another Goy and he eats it up, he has to pay the full Shavius. But the question is if the cheeseburger belongs to a Jew and the Jew is not allowed to sell it, so then you determine Kamu Hushov Lim Kabashuk Bosa Mokam Bosa Zman, that cheeseburger, the owner is Jewish, he's not allowed to sell it. So even though if he wants to, he has a Bechira Chavshis to violate the Din HaTorah, but since he's not allowed to, so that's why Rashi says, and the Yerushalmi says like that, that's considered Eina Shavah Prut. So again, so there are three Shittas in the Rishonim, why the Mishnah says in the end of the second parak in Kedushin, that if a man is Mekadosh and Isha with Yisuri HaNor, she's Eina Mekadosh. The half of the Rishonim say it's Eina Shalai, the other half say, no, Yisuri HaNor HaShalai, but it's Eina B'Shusai, and it's, if you either say Eina Shalai or Eina B'Shusai, then you simply can't be Maknet to somebody else. And the third shot is, it is Shaloi and it is B'Shusai. The only chisaron is that it's not Shavah Pruta. Let's say, how can anybody say that Yisuri HaNor are Shaloi and are B'Shusai? And the only thing is that it's not Shavah Pruta. There's a Gemara in the first parak in Pesachim, the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Lozo, the Amora says, Shnei Dvarim, Eina B'Shusai Shaloi, the Masan HaKosu Kilahim B'Shusai, V'yelu Hein, Bor B'Shusai Rabbim, V'chomitz Mishay Shal Salamayim. You dig a bar in the middle of the street, the bar doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the municipality. The whole street is not mine. My field is mine. The street belongs to the municipality. And nonetheless, the Chumash says, Shalem, how to say, Balabor Yishalem, Kesav Yashabah. He's called the Balabor. In Hilchas Nezikin, we say the one who did the Asiyas HaMazik is labeled as the Balabor. So that's one of the two Dvar, Menem Shusu Shalad, the Bar Shusu Rabbis. literally initially. Basan Hakasu Kila Himishusa, because he did Asiyas Hamazik, so the Chumash refers to him as the Balabar Yishalay. And the other case that we treat him as the Bailam, even though it should really be Yehna Meshusa Shal Adam, is Chomitz Mishay Shal Salamaylam, from Chatzai San. On Erev Pesach, all the Tanaim agree that the Chomitz is also Mahanoa. There is a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon, whether there's a love, whether there's Malkus or not. If a person eats Chomitz on Erev Pesach after Chatzais, so Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you like it. That you get Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion Chomitz Shavu Lava Pesach is also an Issa Deraisa, that you get Malkus. And we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Pashtus is that we pass like Rabbi Shimon. Chomitz Shavu Lava Pesach is only a penalty mid the Rabbanan. Chomitz Mishay Shavu Lamaila is an Issa Deraisa. There's no love. There's an Issa Deraisa. So Tosis asks, where did you get an Issa Deraisa if you hold there's no love? Rabbi Yehuda has three psukim. The Torah prohibits Chomitz. The psukim say three times. So what do you need three times? Let it be written once. So Rabbi Yehuda says one goes on Pesach, one goes on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, one goes on Chomitz Shavu Lava Pesach. Yes, if you hold not like Rabbi Yehuda, you hold there's no law for Chomitz on Erev Pesach. If you hold like Rabbi Shimon, Chomitz Shavu Lava Pesach is only the Rabbanan. The Chomitz Erev Pesach, there's no law. So why do you say that there's an Issa Hanos? It says no. It says Tashbisu. Ach b'yam arishin Tashbisu. Yom arishin doesn't mean the first day Pesach. It means prior to Pesach. The day before Pesach, Erev Pesach, and the Gemara says, Achilek, we split the day in half. Ach is a miut. So we say, not the whole day, not the whole Yudal and Nisan. Second half of the day, you have to dispose of the Chomitz. So that the Chomitz on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, is also Bano, everybody agrees. Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon is, would there be Malkus if he eat it? Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a lav, Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no lav, but there's an Iser Esay of Tashbisu. If you eat it, if you get anor from it, that'll be an Issa Deraisa. The Rambam splits the Psach. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam paskens half like Rabbi Yehuda, half like Rabbi Shimon. He paskens Chomitz Shavu Lava Pesach is only a penalty to the Rabbanon. A knas because he violated Bal Yerah by Matzah and Chomitz and Erev Pesach after Chatzos is not only an Issa Resi of Tashbis, so it's an Issa Lav also of not eating Chomitz. Whoever eats Chomitz on Erev Pesach is like, how did the Rambam know to split the Psak? That's the Hasakas Ramban. in the Sefer HaMitzvah, that's the Hasakas Arivid on the side. The Arivid was before the Ramban. That's the Hasakas Arivid on the side of the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah. Why did he decide to split the Psak? We know the Chametz is not only Osam Anor from Chatzai Sa'an, an hour before Chatzai is Osam in the Rabbanon. They made Exera. Adam Toya B'Shoachas said they made Exera. They made Gzeira, it's also Bachila 2 hours before Chatzos. Also, I know 1 hour before Chatzos. Also, Bachila 2 hours before Chatzos. There is a Taisvis in Menachos, in Perak Rabbi Shmuel, the Prima Gadim, and his Hakdama to the Psicha Kalelis, Darach Haim, points out that Taisvis in Menachos. Taisvis shows Pshat in the Gemara, Ushmartemis, Mishmarti, the Chachamim were encouraged to make Gzeira, Asay Siog Latera. So it only says Bushmartem is Mishmati. You should make a Mishmeris to a lav. Taisa shows from the Gemara it would appear that the Chachamim never authorized to make a Gzeira Derabbanan. If the worst thing is that they're concerned someone's going to violate an essay, so it's not right to make a Gzeira Derabbanan. If they're concerned someone's going to violate a loisa essay, Bushmartem is Mishmati. Asum Mishmeris le Mishmati. Whenever it says Yisham Pen Vial, it's a loisa essay. So that's what some want to say. How did the Rambam know that there's a lois essay? How did the Rambam know he passed like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach? Because we have a gzeira, it's also about an hour before Chatzos. There's a gzeira, the Rabban, it's also about 2 hours before Chatzos. What right did the Chachamim have to introduce gzeiris? Aseis Yog Latera is only if there's a Ushmartam is Mishmarti, if they're afraid someone's going to violate a lois essay. What, they're going to make a gzeira an hour or two before Chatzos because of a gzeira, someone may eat Chametz B'Pesach? That's quite a gap in time. That's 12 hours later. 6 hours later. Pesach is going to be after Tzeisach Chacham at night. So you're ready. Asa b'hanoah, you're asa b'achila 2 hours before Chatzos. Asa b'hanoah, an hour before Chatzos because you're afraid that someone's going to eat Chametz b'alayla. No. You're afraid that someone's going to eat Chametz after Chatzos. So you see, it must be that after Chatzos, be paskin, there's a lois essay. If there would only be an iser essay, so the Chachamim really shouldn't have the right to make an exer d'rabon. Could be that. That's the marker of the Rambam. Then it's a surprising idea then that it comes out that according to the Tana Reb Shimon, who holds Tak and Erev Pesach after Chatzos, there's no love, there's only an Iser essay, so there's no Shoes the Rabbanon, there's no Iser Hanor the last hour, there's no Iser Achila 2 hours before. The fact that we paskin the Rasha as the Rabbanan is a dead giveaway that the Hadin is like Rav Yehuda on Erev Pesach. Surprising, that's it. Perhaps it appears from the Rama. The Rama made a split in the Psach. The Rama split the Psach. So, Kalpanim, the Gemara says there, on Davov, on the Besim Sachim, Amr Ablozer, the Gemara Bava Kama quotes, and Chavtesim, Beishnei Dvarmen, the Amor Rablozer makes a statement. Shnei Dvarmen, Mishus, and Shalad, Masan, Akal, Sikil, and Mishus. One is Bor, Mishus, a Rabbin. It's not mine, and the Chumash calls me Bala Bor Yishalim, because Asiyas Hamazik makes me into the Bala Mazik. And then the other one is Chametz Mishay Shos Alamayla. Even though it should really be Eina B'shusa Shalodim, either Eina B'shusa or Eina Shaloi, however you'll interpret, the Lashon HaGemara is Eina B'shusa. Asan HaKosu Kilahim B'shusa. So it doesn't say B'feirish over there that Isura HaNoah are either Eina Shaloi or Eina B'shusa, one or the other. How can you say that it's Ein B'shava Pruto? If the reason why the Kiddushin is not Chal by Isura HaNoah is because Ein B'shava Pruto, So how does it fit in over here? It says Shnei Dvar Meni B'Shusa Shalodim. Either means Ena B'Shusa, or it means more than that Ena Shaloi. But it can't mean that it's just not Shavu Pruta. Not Shavu Pruta is the reason why the Kiddushin is not Chal, but it's not a reason why you shouldn't violate by Yerub by Motze. So that's what the Meforshim explain on the Gemara. Chometz Mishay Shalos Alamaylo. That's Ton Ibed Min Olam. That's a different kind of Bisuri Hano. There are different kinds of Bisuri Hano. If you have Orlok Loy Akem, let's say I planted a tree. So the first 3 years, the pears that grow, rosa bahano. So I have to burn them the second that they grow on the tree? No, I'll get around to it. It doesn't have to be immediately. I'll get around to it. I'll burn it. It's not right when there are bonon. There's a chashash takola. You're not allowed to leave non-kosher food around the house because by mistake, someone in the family may... You may forget and eat it. So the other people may forget and they'll eat it. So it's there's an iser mishum michshol not to leave non-kosher food around the house. But it's not ton ibn min oilam. It's not the same. If you have chomitz, mishay shos on the man, there's an isa tashbisu. You're not allowed to leave it in your possession. If you have avodah zara, it's ton ibn min oilam. But it's not the same by orlo, a kloy hakerem, a basa b'cholav. It's not ton ibn min oilam. So that's what the achrayim explain. When the Amorah Rav Lozer says shnei dvar meni mishusa shalodim, he gives one example, chomitz mishay shos on the maila, that doesn't necessarily prove that all isari hanoah Arenu Shaloi, Arenu B'Shusa. It could be that it's only Chomitz Mishay Shos Alamayla. And the Mishnah in the end of the second Perakin Kedushin says, if you Mekadosh Anisha with any Yisurei HaNoah, she's Eni Mekudesh. So that's why Rashi gives there the reason because it's not Shavu Pruto. The reason why it's not Mekudesh is not Shavu Pruto because the Mishnah has not only the case of Chomitz, the Pesach and Avodah Zor, which is Ton Ibn Merolim, is Eni Shaloi, Arenu B'Shusa. It talks about Orlok, like Karen, Basa B'Cholav, other kinds of Yisurei HaNoah. So that's why Rashi didn't give that pshat to Eina B'Shus. So there is a case that is taka Eina B'Shus. There's a Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Mem Hei. The Gemara says, Ashara Niskal, Kodim Shenik Madino Mechor O'Mochur. Ashara Niskal is Ashara Shaharag Sa'adam. So Kodim Shenik Madino, the Gemara says, the Brisa, the Gemara quotes a Brisa on Daf Mem Hei Amad Alef, Mechor O'Mochur. If you sell it, the sale is valid. If the lacha shenig madina, you wait till after they made a gemar din, and then the bala shor sells it, mechara ena mochur. So it's usually assumed to be, the pasha pshat is, that a shor haniskal is also bahanoah mechayim. From that moment on, that the bezin makes the gemar din, lemiso, so the shor haniskal becomes also bahanoah. So if you sell it before the gemar din is mutabanoah, so the sale is valid. If you sell it after the gemar din is also bahanoah, so mechara ena mochur, the sale is not valid. There's no halacha that a sharanis calls ton ibid min oilam. It's not the same as chavis mishay shos amayla or avoy dezar. Sharanis call is a mitzvah. You kill it. You don't kill it today. You kill it tomorrow. It's not a din of inui hadin. There's a din by human being. There's a din of inui hadin. The person suffers an agony when he knows that they're going to give him an oinish din in the fashas, and he's waiting and waiting. So you have to give him the death penalty right away. Once you determine that he's going to get the death penalty, you got to give him right away. By behemis, there's no din of inui hadin. So what's even if there is a din of ina din, but it's not that it's ton ibid min oilam. So why does it say over there mechor ein mechor? Doesn't it indicate that by all isuri hanoah mechor ein mechor? Either because it's ena shaloi or ena b'shusa. How can Rashi claim that by shari isuri hanoah the only problem why it's ena mekudesh is because not shavu pruto? Don't you see from the Gemara Bava Kama that by all isuri hanoah, even if they're not ton ibid min oilam, mechor ein mechor means either ena shaloi or ena b'shusa? So the Rabbein Tam comes to the rescue on this. Rabbein Tam has a shita, the Sharaniska Mechaim is Mutabano. He claims that even after the Gemara Din is still Mutabano. So how does he deal with the Gemara and Baba Kama says Beferish? Mechoro Kaidim Gemara Din Mechoro Macher, Lachet Gemara Din Mechoro Ena Macher. Says Beferish that the sale is not valid. According to Rabbi Natan, why is the sale not valid? It's still Mutabano. Why should it be not valid? So Taisus in Sanhedrin Daf Pei goes from Amud Aleph to Amud Beis, a long Arichas, big fat gigantic Taisus that goes over to Amud Beis, and the same Taisus appears in the first Daf in Zvachim Perak HaTaruis, Kol HaZvachim Shemisargu, the same Rabbi Natan. So the Rabbi Natan poses the question against himself: how can he claim that Sharniskel is Mutabano Mechaim? The Gemara says Mechare and Amachin. So he says no. Ein amacha doesn't mean that the sale is not valid. The sale is valid. It's mutabano. The sale is valid. Bechor ein amacha means you haven't accomplished anything. If you sell the shor on this call before the gemar din, so the shor is off the hook. The shor is not going to get the death penalty. Because there's a machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah. What's the din of shor hefker? Shoharges ha'odom. Shor hamidbar. A shor running in the midbar kills a person. So does it get the death penalty? So Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Nachacham. So Rabbi Yehuda says, even a shor hefker, shehar gesadim, is also chai misa. It's a punishment to the shor. And we don't accept that opinion. We hold there's no punishment to the shor. It's a punishment to the bala shor. A punishment to the bala shor. So only if the shor has a bialim. And then the Gemara says it has to have the same bialim from the beginning to the end. So what if the shor killed an adam while it belonged to Reuven? Then before they make the Gemar Din, Reuven sells it to Shimon. So that's what the Gemara says. If Reuven sold it to Shimon, has to have the same bialim at Tchila V'Yatzof. So since we switch bialim in the middle, so Mechor or Machor, and the Shor is off the hook, it's not Chai Nis. But what if the Desna already made the Gemar Din while the Shor still belongs to Reuven? The Shor belonged to Reuven when he killed somebody. And then it still belongs to Reuven, and the Desna makes the Gemar Din, and then he sells the Shor to someone else. So then it says, Mechor or Ein HaMachor. It doesn't mean the sale is not valid. It means you haven't accomplished anything. You didn't get the shore off the hook. Mechor ein amacha means to save the life of the shore. But the shore is, the sale is valid. So you can say according to Rashi also, when it says over there, mechor ein amacha, it doesn't necessarily mean that the sale is not valid. No, it's not Shavah Pruto. The reason why the Kedushin are not Chalka is not Shavah Pruto. Not Shavah Pruto is not a cause to say that the sale is not valid. It just means mechor ein amacha, you haven't saved the life of the shore. The sale is valid, but you haven't accomplished too much by selling the shor. So these are the different opinions regarding Isuri HaNor. Some Rishonim are of the opinion that all Isuri HaNor reinu shalosh. Some are of the opinion all Isuri HaNor reinu b'shusa, in which case it can't be makna. And other Rishonim say it's not true, that all Isuri HaNor are shalosh and are b'shusa, only chomitz mishesh osa lemaylen avod zarek, since it's ton ibed men olam, that'll be reinu shalosh or reinu b'shusa. So what's with this Gemara? The Gemara says over here, if you write a get and it's Siri Hanoeh, it's kosher. How can the get be kosher? But according to many Rishonim, Siri Hanoeh is either Enu Shalai or Enu Bishusai. And in either case, where they say it's Enu Shalai or Enu Bishusai, it can't be Makna Dovash Enu Shalai, it can't be Makna Dovash Enu Bishusai. So how does the husband Megarish his wife with the get that's written on Siri Hanoeh? What he's giving her, he can't be makna the piece of paper is also banor. The ink is mutabano, we assume. He wrote to think that's mutabano, but the piece of paper, the background is also banor. So if you give Oisius Parchas Bavir, it's no good. You have to give Oisius with the background. No, if the background is Suri Hanoeh, and a big chunk of Rishonim claimed that all is Suri Hanoeh, Reina Shalai, Reina Bishusai. So how can the husband be makna to get to the wife? So whose kasha is this? That's the Ksais Achashim's kasha. So the Ksais came up with his famous Chiddush. From this Gemara you see, this was one kasha, then he had another kasha. You can't be makna something to someone else, Bal Korchai. If I give you a gift and you say no thank you, so you're not kind of Bal Korchai. The din is that a husband has the ability to divorce his wife, Bal Korchai. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk. The Gemara in the last daf learns it from the pasuk. It says by the oinus, the difference between oinus and mefata. So if he's ma'anis a girl, the din is v'loy seyil yisha, lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yom. He's never allowed to divorce her. What if she's pleading, she wants to get divorced already, she can't stand it, the guy's such a meshugana. The whole din, v'loy seyil yisha, means if she wants him to marry her. Most girls today would not want to marry the guy. He's a meshugana. He's crazy. He's ma'anis a girl. Who would want to marry him? So I don't know. In the days of the Tanakh, the girl feels she's never going to find the shidduch. Who's going to want to marry her? So she wants him to marry her. So it's a din meiradam b'chaver. It's not a mitzvah shebeiradam l'makom. If the girl insists she wants the man to marry her, even if she's ugly and even if she's missing her arms and her legs and she's an invalid, the Torah says a punishment v'lo yisil yisha. If she wants him to marry her, he has to marry her. And even if he divorces her, if she wants him to remarry her, lo yuchel shachal kayamav, he has to remarry her again later on. But the din only applies if she wants it. If she does want to be married to him, let's say they're married together, she can't stand it, and they both agree that he's going to give her a get. So you don't say lo yuchel shachal kayamav. That's okay. So the whole lav, the whole din, lo yuchel shachal kayamav goes if he wants to give a get bal karcho. So the din says it's not permissible by oinus. And if he does, so then the Gemara says in the beginning of Tmura that he has to take her back again. He has to remarry her again. But you see from that parasha that there is an institution, there is a possibility of giving a get bal karcha. In any other case, you can give a get bal karcha. By the oinus, it's a lav. You're not allowed to. And if you gave the get bal karcha, he has to take her back again. And that's a shaila. How to read the Gemara in the first parak in Tmura, where they say Milsad Rachmana Basabat Yavid Loim Hani, since he wasn't allowed to divorce his wife, so he should say the get wasn't even chal, so he doesn't even have to be mekadosher again because the gerushin wasn't chal. Or they say no, somehow over here everyone would agree the get is chal, and we would require of him he should remarry her again. Two shades of interpretation that the Shita Mekubetz says in the first parak in Tmura, in the middle of the sugya of Yavid Lamanim. But it's from that pasuk by Yoinus that we derive this principle that a man can divorce his wife bal karcha. It's not permissible. There's a cherem der Rabbeinu Gershom. If one is begarish his wife bal karcha, he's in cherem from the Rabbeinu Gershom. The Beis Yosef quotes the Tshuvas Haran that it's an isa deraisa. Rabbeinu Gershom just added on an oinish, a curse that he should drop dead, but the isa is an isa deraisa. And most of the pasukim assume that it's only an isa derabbanon. Not an Issa Deraisa. That's the famous Tshuva in the Nadi Yehuda, that a man sent a shliach to divorce his wife, bal karcha. He knew she didn't want to accept the get. So he said, melechatchila, he's making a shliach to give the get to his wife, bal karcha. So the Nadi Yehuda has a whole discussion where they say, ein shaliach ledvar aver, even by an aver de rabbanon. He's working on the assumption that to give the get, bal karcha, is only an aver de rabbanon. And he quotes a Mishlam Melech, who has a rifle in the middle of Bava Kama, in the Nuns, that he even say on an aver the rabbanon ain't shaliach ledvar aver. The Nadi Yehuda assumes ain't shaliach ledvar aver doesn't only mean the aver doesn't relate back to me. The whole shlichus is batel mevutel. So if the husband sends a shlich to give a get to his wife bal karcha, even though the aver is only an aver the rabbanon, that's how the Nadi Yehuda is assuming. Most of the Mishnah assumes only an aver the rabbanon. We would say the get is not even chal. So that's what the Nadi Yehuda wrote. And then he had a mechutin, a Bitzel Hamburger, who disagreed with him, and he has the tshuva, the response from his mechutin there. This was, the meduba was someone in his family. It was a niece of the Nadi Yehuda, who was divorced by her husband, Bal Karcha. So it says, there's something fishy over there. He doesn't write that it's a relative, and he doesn't write that this get took place 16 years before he's writing the tshuva. Why did he wake up 16 years later? So that's, they're still writing about that, trying to figure out what's the historical background over here. The Bitzel Hamburger is the one who disagreed, and he says, Ein shalich advar ver, just means the aver doesn't go back, but the get is chal. The get would be chal. So getting back over here, the Tzayisachoshim is bothered with the two kashas. Kasha number one, how can you write a get on Isuri Hanoah? Isuri Hanoah read Ein shalai ben b'shusus, he can't be makna to the other person. If it's Ein shalai ben b'shusus, he can't be makna. Kasha number two, how can you ever give a get bal karcho? How is it possible to give a get? Midirabbanan, there's an avera. Midiraisa, there's an avera. But if you give a get, bal karcha, the get is chal. Maybe by oinus, oinus yegirish, it could be that he gives a get koch. Maybe it's not chal because milsa darachman on the sabbath, yavid levinhani. But normally, if a man gives a get to his wife, bal karcha, the get is chal. So the question is bothered with the kasha. How is it chal? But the way to make a kinyan shtar, get is a kinyan shtar. It's a shtar kinyan. Machlek is a mayor of Lazar, whether Edich Zimakarsi and Imzirakarsi. Machlek is in every star Kenyan. How can you give a get bal karcha if she doesn't want to be kind of the piece of paper? So the whole story doesn't get off the ground. The way you make a Kenyan star is by being makna the piece of paper to the other party. And you can't be makna a piece of paper to the Isha if she doesn't want to get it. So the Ksai says, from these two kashas, you see that a get doesn't require haknoas aniyor. All you need is nisina. If I give Harei Zekit upon the Yor Sheli, I want to retain ownership of the piece of paper. So that the Gemara says is no good. And that's what Rashi said, that's called Osias Parchas Ba'avir. We'll have to learn some more Gemara about that. But if he's not retaining ownership of the background for himself, he just gives the whole get to the Isha, Harei Zekitach, and he gives it Bal Korcha. And there's no such thing as Haknoa to another party, Bal Korcha. But nonetheless, he did a Maisa Nesina. So Maisa Nesina would be good. So that's what the Ksoi suggests the Chiddush. He says this explains the Gemara later also. The Gemara has later a din. The Gemara has a din later. V'nosan b'yodo, we have a rule mid the Rabbanon. Kol ma shekan si yishekan abayla. So the Gemara says when the Baal gives a get to his wife and she picks up the get, so it's like she's cutting it back for the husband. So it never left the rishus of the Baal. So how is it good? Kol ma shekan abayla rabbi yavikna, that's a din deraisa. So the Gemara says that's a bigger problem. Kol ma shekan si yishekan abayla is only a din de Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, how do you explain it? On the Nevet K'naini, how can you be Mishach and Nevet K'naini? Ay dey atzmo. If you give a Shtar Shecha to the Nevet K'naini, it's like giving the Shtar Shecha from my right hand to my left hand. It never left the Rishus of the Yodan of Kol Mashikon Nevet K'naini Rabba. And on the level of the Rabban, it's a problem by every Yeshus Yishol. So how does the man divorce his wife? He gives her the get. It's like taking the get from the husband's right hand, putting it in the husband's left hand. Because the Isha is kind of everything back to the husband. So Gemara says, the answer on the level of the Raisa by the Evet, Shichur Evik Naini on the level of Rabbanah by the Isha is that Gita V'yada Boim Kecha. So the Ketzai says, how do you understand that? That's Keneged HaSechel, it's illogical. How can you say Gita V'yada Boim Kecha? First you have to put the get into her Rishus, and then she becomes Megareshes. She doesn't have a Rishus until after she's Megareshes. How can it be Boim Kecha? So he says, the Teretz is that by get you don't need Haknoa, all you need is Nesinus HaGet. And then he says he doesn't think this applies to any other shtar. He says it's even questionable whether it applies to a shtar kiddushin. We say makan shavai liitzia. A lot of the dinim of a get are carried over to the shtar kiddushin. Some of the dinim, you can't say a lot of dinim. Some of the dinim are carried over. That unique siva l'shmo. The Gemara says Gemara in kiddushin daf yud wasn't sure, and then the Gemara says basa debayah had the pashta. They were pashit that the siva of the shtar kiddushin has to be l'shmo. So in Shulchan Aruch the Rambam quotes two opinions. What's the din? Whether a shtar kiddushin is written on Isuri Hano? Is it acceptable or not? Maybe it's only a din by get. Maybe it doesn't apply to shtar kiddushin. So that's what the Ketzai says. He understands why there's such a shita. And Kol HaTarakul, if you write a get on Isuri Hano, it would be no good. You write a shtar on Isuri Hano, it's no good because it can't be maknet. By get, you don't need hakno. That's his chiddush. Maybe it's enough with nesina.
What's the pshat in Gemara's Teretz Gita V'yad HaBan Ke'echad?
For nesina purposes, that's good enough.
Still the same, no? You're being nice in it into your ownership?
Yeah, he toned down the kashi. He didn't really answer the kashi. He toned down the kashi and said, if all you need is nesina, that's not so bad. If you need akno, it's more difficult.
You can't say also that it's the woman is kind of first and then she gives it to the man? Meaning every time somebody comes to her rishus, so she's makna to the husband later.
Possibility. The Rashbo and Kiddushin talks about that. When you say by Evet K'naini, when you say Kol Mashikana Evet K'naini Rabbo, doesn't mean the Evet is K'naini first for a second and then the Odin is K'naini from the Evet. But you say it goes directly from the Neroisan Hamatona to the Odin. So the Rashbo claims that that's a Machlekes HaTanoim at the Gemara. If you give a Matona to the Evet and you make a Tanai, Marashen L'Rabach Rishusboi, whether that's a valid Tanai, because it says that Tanai has to be made by both parties. So he says, does the Eved have the right to agree to the Tanai? So if the Eved is the Baldover, you give the Matona to the Eved, then from the Eved it goes to the Odin afterwards, and then you have a right to make the Tanai with the Eved. But if the other Baldover is the Odin, and the Odin never agreed to that Tanai, so the whole Tanai is not a valid Tanai. So that's how the Rashbo claims it. That's the Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Amarashen L'Rabach Rishuspa is a valid Tanai or not. The Shaila is the Eved the Baldover over here, or is not the Baldover at all? So this is the famous Ketzais. Yeah, the Ketzais says, thinks that this explains the three things. How can a get ever be good Bal Korcha, and how can it be good that Isur HaNo can't be Makta Isur HaNo, and how can it be that Gita be other boy in Kiev? So he says, one sweeping answer to answer all the kashes is that a get does need Haknoas HaNayor, all you need is a Mais and a Sin. The difficulty is that the Gemara on Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph, which appears also in Bab Metzia in the first paragraph, Gemara learns that the institution of Kinyan Chotzer and Kol HaTorah Kula is learned that from Chotzer by Get. The Gemara says if you would only have one pasuk Chotzer by Get, you would have thought maybe it's only Din by Get, doesn't apply anywhere else. So the answer is no, we have Din of Chotzer by Ganef. A ganef is only chayiv kefil if he steals metalpalim, if he made a kinyan geneva. If he does make a kinyan geneva, then it's not chayiv kefil. So the pasuk says, what kind of a kinyan? If he must see simatze biyodo, a kinyan yad. Ein li yad yad chatzer minay, tam lama, he must see simatze mikol makom. So when marbe, that kinyan chatzer exists by ganef, and you have a pasuk that chatzer exists by get. So the Gemara says, if you only have a pasuk that chatzer exists by ganef, you will thought it's a special punishment for a ganef. It's not a universal din. If you have only had a pasuk that chotzer works by get, you would have thought me or there a special din by get. But now you have a pasuk by get, and you have a pasuk by ganef, that chotzer works by both. From here we construct the tzad shavu shabem. The chotzer is a valid kinyan and call it tarkula. But if the tzai says that by get you don't need a kinyan, all you need is an asina, so how can you derive from there that chotzer makes a kinyan? It has nothing to do. Totally unrelated. By Ghana, if you need a Kenyan Geneva. By Get, the Tzais claims that you don't need a Kenyan, you just need an Asina. So what's the Tzara Shava? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Rav Chaim thought not like this Tzais. He thought that this is. So the Tzais is bothered with this. So the Tzais says, if it wouldn't be good to make a Kenyan, it wouldn't be considered an Asina either. The fact that it's good for an Asina by Get, that's all right, that is good for a Kenyan also. Rav Chaim thought that wasn't doesn't seem to be so in the Gemara. So he thought that the Gemara seems to indicate that you do need haknoah. How can a get be good than a suri hanoah? If it's ainu shaloi, then it's b'shusa. So he thought the answer is it is shaloi and it is b'shusa. It is shaloi, it is b'shusa. If you mekadosh and nisha, but the suri hanoah is any good. So Rashi said it's not shava pruta. It's not because not shaloi. It's not because ainu b'shusa. I the Gemara says Mechara and Machar. After the Gemara then Mechara and Machar. Rab Chaim said, well, what did the Rabbi and Tam do with that Gemara? So Rabbi and Tam said Mechara and Machar means it's not off the hook. So that's a pshat. That doesn't mean the sale is not valid. Sale is valid. Yisuri Hanoah are Shalom. They are Bishus and the sale is valid. Yeah, but this is against a lot of Rishayim. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. He said over Rab Chaim thought and against all the Rishayim. That a get does need Haknoah and there is in Yisuri Hanoah are Shalom. They are Bishus. And all arayas to the contrary can be answered. He thought that you can be makna. Either get can be good bal karcha, so that's the gzeres akasim that the kinyan is chal bal karcha. She's kind of the piece of paper bal karcha, and she's kind of the gerishin bal karcha. So this is a famous line in the Gemara. If you write the get and isur hanoah, the get is kosher. Tosfos says he's over on the avera. The husband is going to use the get. This is writes on Chof and Mebeis, the last line, B'Ksevus Kaka. You're in violation of an Issa writing a get on Yad Hevet B'Ksevus Kaka. That's an Aver. But still, just because it did Aver, doesn't mean that the get is puzzled. Afilu Havi Yisur Deraisa Mekomkam Havi Get. As it says, we read a get on Yisuri Hanoah, the Baal is getting Hanoah from the Yisuri Hanoah, but the get is still kosher. So that's not a cause to puzzle a get. So he certainly is in violation of the Yisuri Hanoah. The Ran raises an issue, maybe we should say, Kolayim and Lisrev Kisorev Domi. So he thinks, Anachanami, if you would have held like the Tana Rab Shimon is of the opinion, Kolayim and Lisrev Kisorev Domi. But we don't pass him like Rab Shimon, yeah? That's questionable whether Rab Shimon ever said that. The Gemara says, Rab Shimon holds Kolayim and Lisrev Kisorev Domi. That's the Lashon of Gemara, but a lot of Rishonim say that that's not what it means. It's not to be taken literally that it's considered Kamisha Eino. The Ran, on Daf Chav, this is a famous Ran who made a famous Rab Chaim. Chaim in the Sefer on the Rambam quotes this Ran. He makes it because the Birag Rav quotes it in Ebenezer when the Shulchan Aruch talks about writing the get and the Suri Hanoah. So the Ran writes, if the din would have been like Reb Shimon, that Kolayim and Lisrev Kisorev Domi, so it would be considered Kamisha Eino. The Ran says the din is not like Reb Shimon. Yeah, but the question is, why don't you still say Kitoisei Mechdashi Ura? Whenever you have something of the same with Litzreifa, so you say that it does not have a Shia. So the Ran says, well, there is no minimum Shia for a get. If you're talking about an esrog or a lulav, so an esrog has a minimum size, keges, kebeitza, and a lulav has a minimum length of 4 tefachim. But here there is no minimum size. If you can write the whole get on the head of a needle, it would be good. There's no minimum size. It's too small, and mitzias, you can't do it. Ketos mechdushur only applies when you need a shear, so you treat it as if v'chites nechash and nechashes. we treat it as if something that's similar to we chopped up into tiny particles. But a get has no minimum size. It can't apply kitos mech to shur.
The Gemara says on Chav Beis, kama shiur kedin lichta velovis haget.
To Hilcha Shabbos, yeah. For Haitzor for Shabbos, if you carry parchment, so each piece of parchment, first stage, second stage, third stage, whatever you would normally use it for, so that's the Shir Hashivas for Haitzor for Shabbos.
So there is some sort of size that we normally use.
The halacha doesn't require it. There was a normal size. Yeah, we have a normal size that you write to get. You can really write to get much tinier also. You can really write to get much tinier. The Sefer Torah, they told me that there's a multimillionaire in the United States that has nothing to do with his money. He's not interested in donating to yeshivas. He can support all the yeshivas in the world. So he had commission. He wrote a Sefer Torah that's only 4 inches tall. So he asked him whether his children appreciate his mishigas. He said no. He has his own Aron Kodesh in his home that cost him millions of dollars, billions of dollars. He wasted his money. So, yeah. There's a normal size for a get. A regular size of a get. So if you have a piece of parchment the size that you normally write, so that's so that for Shabbos you have enough. But Alpidina doesn't require any minimum size. If you want, you can write the get on a smaller piece of it. Okay, we'll continue here tomorrow. You gotta have the